Hi, I'm Tara Seiler from KQED News. We start off today's Bay Area News Fix for Saturday, April 13th, 2024, with a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that could mean a big financial hit to local governments in California. When you build housing in the state, you usually have to pay a lot of fees. But as KQED's Aditi Bantlamudi reports, that could soon change due to Friday's high court ruling.
George Sheets wanted to build a small home on a vacant lot in El Dorado County. But when he went to get a building permit, he was slapped with a $23,000 fee. The county says that was meant to help with traffic. He paid the fee, but took the county to court, saying the amount was unfair. Paul Beard is an attorney representing Sheets.
What we're saying is the entire cost or a disproportionate amount of the cost shouldn't be borne by that developer.
The Supreme Court agreed, but kicked the case to a lower court to decide whether the fee was fair or not. Meanwhile, Beard says this ruling could mean more lawsuits between developers and cities.
In other statewide news, Google says it started blocking links to some news outlets that are based in California, at least for a small number of users. KQED's Rachel Miro explains.
This move is meant to ward state lawmakers off attempting to force tech companies like Google and Meta to pay news outlets for content users now see for free. Advocates of AB 886 argue the rise of online ads has decimated journalism and that the news outlets that survived deserve compensation. The two companies have blocked news or threatened to in Canada and Australia as well, and spent big for lobbying efforts like this dramatic ad.
Some politicians in Sacramento want a new backdoor tax on the news you receive online.
A Google VP wrote that the move to remove California news links for some readers is a test to, quote, measure the impact of the legislation on our product experience.
Staying in Sacramento, Assemblymember Matt Haney is sponsoring a new bill that would allow state funding to be awarded to so-called sober supportive housing and recovery programs that don't permit clients to use drugs. Current law only allows state funding for harm reduction models where substance use is allowed. Haney says people should have a wide choice of options for addiction recovery.
Some people might not be ready for an abstinence-based recovery program. That shouldn't mean they don't have housing. And some people know that they can only be successful in a abstinence-based drug-free recovery program, and those people need housing too.
AB 2479 would ensure that people who relapse in sober housing don't get evicted, but instead could access additional support through detox programs and peer-to-peer intervention. Leaders of a San Francisco Muslim community say they're grateful that a man suspected of vandalizing a mosque was charged with a hate crime as well as felony vandalism. Here's KQED's Matthew Green.
The San Francisco District Attorney announced the charges against 35-year-old Robert Gray Thursday. Gray allegedly used a skateboard to break windows at the Masjid al-Tu'id, a mosque on Sutter Street, last week during Ramadan. He is also believed to have yelled slurs and sprayed hateful graffiti on the mosque's wall and sidewalk. Imam Muhammad al-Nuzali says the city's swift response has helped restore a sense of security to his community.
We see that the police officers are not tolerant of such hate actions, and it makes you feel safer and that, you know, again, that you belong and you don't have to walk the streets in fear.
The Council on American Islamic Relations says there's been a sharp spike in similar incidents nationally and here in California since the start of the Israel-Hamas war 6 months ago.
This news is current as of 5:30 p.m. Friday, April 12th. For the latest news, join us online at kqednews.org and on the air at 88.5 FM. I'm Tara Seiler. Thanks for listening.